we're starting off the Nine Hertz podcast this week with a band called Ceremonia from Finland. Absolutely amazing stuff on Svart Records, who have put out like quite a diverse range of artists, and this is no different, really. This is almost, it's got elements of like, I don't know, punk in there, like punk and stoner, and it's all over the place, isn't it? I love it. Where did you find this one, Pete? I presume we got sent it.
Oh, we did, yeah. And, you know, and I follow Svart as well. I mean, they're an incredible label. Like you say, it can be anything from, you know, black metal to pop on there and everything in between. But it's always, you know, something with an inventive slant on kind of the, whichever genre they come from. So, you know, I'd have picked up on it anyway. And, you know, I mean, it's the second week in a row I've chosen two Finnish bands for the podcast out of my allocation. And I could have picked more. There's a split between Taser and a band called Ward as well, which was incredible. But, you know, it speaks everything about the volume and quality of music coming out of there. And this one, unlike everything else I've chosen from Finland recently, isn't sludge, but it's, like you say, it's just got bits of familiar, you know, bits of familiar music, but put together, you know, quite uniquely, I think. And Svart described it. There's a one-liner on there, which was a cult garage rock, which I thought was, you know, like a real
perfect,
brilliant line. Yeah, and I found like they provide like dreamlike psych and a bit of post punk, a bit of airy proto doom like rock in there as well. You know, I mean, whichever way you describe it, it's just a really interesting concoction. Yeah. And when, you know, the whole album's really good, and when they get it, you know, when they do it best, like, you know, when they master it, as like on this track, it just sounds perfect. And I've just listened to it over and over since we received it.
Yeah, I think the best records from this label sound like, you know, you can't really classify when they came out. Like this could have come out in the 70s or the 90s. You know, it's that kind of diverse. And,
yeah.
It's got that kind of cool sort of sound to it, almost like a Sonic Youth thing going on in some of those songs. So, yeah, really, really excited by this band. So that's off an album called Neon Lucifer. And we played a song called Cavion Pojala. So, yeah, see what you think of that at ceremonia.bandcamp.com. So, as ever, it's nine amazing tracks that we found sort of through the Metal Underground submissions this week. Old friends of the podcast and of Nine Hertz, I guess, The Death of Money. Formerly The Death of Her Money from Wales. Now, these guys have been going since about 2004 and, you know, pretty biased, I guess, because I've toured with them before and we've, you know, put them on many times in Sheffield and Lincoln and sort of followed them around the country, really. I went over for their 15-year anniversary a few years ago. So it's just one of those bands that are completely reliable in terms of what they'll sound like, but they'll just throw in something new. They've got this driving motoric sound, they always have done, but yeah, this one seems a bit more kind of experimental, and it's got some really interesting vocal patterns on it and sort of different vocalists kind of chiming in as well. Looks like they might be a duo now. There's only a picture of the guitarist and the drummer now, so I don't know if they've gone down to being a duo, but yeah, this band kind of constantly impress, and yeah, just had to play it, really. I think it was probably a given to play this, wasn't it, Pete? I think you said like I knew you'd pick that when I picked it up, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, they've been around for a bit, you know, like you say, for an age now. Actually, I thought this one, it felt kind of, it's the wrong word for it, but it feels heavier than they have done for some time, I think. And
yeah,
you know, but then back in between 2005, 2010, whenever it was, you know, like they, you know, if you listen to songs like Shit Shaped or Scandinavian Accent from, you know, from one of the early albums, there wasn't much heavier around at that time in that kind of nascent doom and post-metal scene that we were like immersed in. And funnily enough, when I was thinking of that, the only kind of comparison I could really think was something that was like Red Giant by Hey Colossus. And it's funny how both of those bands have progressed. You know, they've become more progressive, psychedelic. Neither of them have got, you know, like that heaviness that was there has kind of dropped away. There's, you know, post-punk, there's, you know, psychedelia, there's post-hardcore, you know, they've forged their own path. And even like for me, you know, like a metal nerd like me, who's, you know, little depth in music taste beyond kind of riffs, It has been like spectacular to see them evolve. You know, it really has. You know, that they've over such a long period of time, it's been great to see and become something completely different and something truly their own, which, you know, the Death of Money have. And then this track, you know, this, it feels to me, you know, it feels noticeably darker than I expected, I suppose, is the best way to put it.
Yeah,
like this ominous cloud hanging over it, and the kind of slow-paced thud of the guitars, and almost kind of purposely droning vocals on it. It's just another twist and turn, which, you know, it's the unexpected, but to be expected from, you know, such a creative band.
Definitely, I think like recent material. I think Ghost Pains was out in 2017, which is feels like an age ago, but it isn't actually that long ago. And that had definite kind of shoegaze and like experimental bits on it. So maybe this is a return to sort of that chugging intensity that like we sort of, I don't know, fell in love with back in like 2005 or six. Yeah, always great to see these guys, and I'm so glad they're still going. It's like a reliable kind of familiar sound that I kind of love, and there is definitely elements of that old style in there. So yeah, really, really enjoyed this. So it's called Era After Era, and you can get this at thedeathofmoney.bandcamp.com. Hopefully there's an album on the way. So what do you think to this?
After.
So that was The Excellent Death of Money, from Wales, but I think possibly based partly in Manchester now as well. Really cool stuff. So next up, we've got an amazing band that I've not heard before, Pete, but this is absolutely brilliant, from St. Petersburg, Russia, a band called Lunar Funeral. And yeah, this two-track, I guess, EP single is just like crushing. Really, really enjoyed this. Like, really sort of stark, but kind of, I don't know, the psychedelia in there as well, isn't there?
Mm, yeah. They had an album out last year and I was really taken with it. I still am, still kind of like entranced by it occasionally whenever I put it on, because like, it draws me back in. They had these, like, an unusual take on, you know, I've said this already in this podcast, but, you know, but I suppose it's what we look for. But, you know, familiar sounds put together like you wouldn't expect. And this one, I mean, it had practically, you know, like spaghetti Western, you know, music, you know, like Ennio Morricone, and like within like a cult proto-doom. It was really, you know, strange. It was like buried deep within it, but still it was odd and addictive. You know, so then I saw they'd come back and I jumped on this. You know, it's only a two-track, but, you know, I instantly played this. This is the first track that we're going to play. And, you know, the reference point, there's a reference point I use often, and it's a bit lazy, but I know what that means in my head, which is Beast Milk, which is, you know, bringing in those kind of 80s, almost pop influence, you know, the kind of post-punk pop stuff. That's kind of what this reminds me of, 80s goth tinge post-punk. But shrouded within this, you know, this real occult doom overcoat. And that just makes them just really interesting and a really fun band to follow as well.
Yeah, I mean, the artwork and the whole feel of it is just very unsettling, but in a kind of addictive way. So it's quite appealing. I don't know how best to say that, but yeah, it's definitely interesting. I do actually recognise these aren't a new band to me at all. I do remember that that record from last year, Road to Siberia. So yeah, really, really interesting. So we're going to play the song Burn the Shadow off this, and you can get it at lunarfuneral.bandcamp.com. Yeah, see what you think to this. Excellent. So that was Lunar Funeral. We're going to play a band that we found via the excellent Cursed Monk again. I mean, we've played a lot of Cursed Monk lately, but they keep smashing it out of the park, so why not? This next band are from Marseille, Silver Gallery, and they've got a record coming out called Head Will Roll. This is incredibly 90s sludge. I just love the primitive vibe they've gone for, and it kind of... it's that missing link between maybe Iron Monkey and I Hate God through this weird French filter. And I'm so glad that Cursed Monk have picked this up and have kind of made it a reality, because it's so good. I mean, they sort of list all these bands that they used to be in. I'm not quite sure that I know all of them. Monarch, definitely. I think Monarch are from Marseille themselves. And UFO Gestapo, I think, are one of the bands that they might have sort of been involved with in the past as well. Who actually released on Calculon, who were sort of like a Nine Hertz affiliated label back in the day. Pete, what did you make of this? Because I thought you'd love this one as well.
I do, yeah. I mean, it's on, you know, like you say, it's on Cursed Monk, and therefore it's going to be good. And, you know, you send this through, and it just, we've only heard the two songs so far, and it's not going to dent that reputation of Cursed Monk at all. It's like you say, it's got this, it's rolling mid-paced sludge. And it like a complete utter noise, which it feels like it's propping up the vocals at points. No, sorry, not propping up, but like lifting them up and along. And it's the vocals that really charge things through. You know, it's these guttural, croaky vocals. It just sounds incredible. And it just, they just ride on this wave of ugliness, and it just like gushes along. And interestingly, you know, there's a point where it kind of, that all dissipates, and it's just replaced by this strangely electrically charged atmosphere, and I like that about it. You know, they suddenly kind of defied expectations. You know, like the two tracks are really good, and and presumably the whole album's going to follow, you know, of that level. And you know, it's out in April. I'm really looking forward to it already.
Yeah, and it looks like they've been going for a long, long time as well. I think they released a 10-inch in 2013. So. If you want to sort of dig into their past, you can get that at silvergallery.bandcamp.com. But yeah, I just thought this was great, and I'll be listening out for the full release, basically. So yeah, the album is called Head Will Roll, and you can get it at cursemonk.bandcamp.com. We're going to play the song off it, My Life. Okay, so from the incredibly unpleasant Silver Gallery, we're going to something equally more, equally as unpleasant and sort of desperate. A band called Wonder from Finland. And Pete, this is absolutely brilliant. You sent this kind of Bandcamp Friday and said, I'm definitely going to be playing something off this. And I'm so glad you did. It's brilliant. It's just so filthy and I think unpleasant is a word that I'm using a lot this podcast, but, you know, it's for good reason.
Yeah, we're playing a lot of sludge this week, which is brilliant, sludgy. You know. The fact that, you know, I've said this before, so I won't labour it, but the fact that a scene which is almost one-dimensional, you know, like 20 years ago, is still going strong and still creating so many weird offshoots is fantastic, and I'm really happy about that. And the fact that, you know, we can find these things routinely, like a band called Wonder, who, you know, popped into my radar unannounced, and I got this through. It clicked with me the whole album through. I think the vocals are wonderful. It's kind of at times they're really kind of screeching maniacally, and then there's other bits which are kind of really like tripped out, but in a kind of manic way, a bit like Awake, or however you pronounce that band. You know, there's a sloppy punk spirit to it, which is common in sludge. That underpins the delivery, the attitude. It's in every note. You know, there's an intensity there, but then they do drop out into, you know, they kind of lose themselves to these periods where they don't feel like totally in control, but it's a tripped out fug. Which is really strange. I mean, this song's probably more doom than sludge, to be honest, but you know, that's within across the album, more like. And you know, like Our Week, they've got that weird atmosphere all the way through. I just thought this was fantastic. The one thing, just looking at it now, just, you know, it's like the album's called Hopeless, the track's called Madness, and then, like, to top it off, the band's called Wonder, and you know, between all that, that kind of really sums it up, you know. Brilliant. Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the only description they give of this this EP, I guess, is addictions, depression, and anxiety. So yeah, it kind of sums it up, really. It's this, you know, scraping the very bottom of the emotional barrel here. It's disgusting stuff. So yeah, we love a bit of this. And yeah, we are getting very sludgy this this episode. I think got some of the stuff coming up that's equally unpleasant. So yeah, see what you think to this. This is a song called Madness, and you can get this at wonder666.bandcamp.com. bits of that was the absolutely unpleasant sounds of Wunder. We're going straight over to Transylvanian recordings for this next one. A band called Class Traitor, who I've never heard before, just absolutely like thundered into view this week, from Melbourne, Australia. They sort of describe themselves as being sort of for fans of Bloody Panda and Body Void, things like that. And that's spot on. As soon as I saw that description, I was like, I've got to play this. And I wasn't disappointed. But, however, it's not as crushingly heavy as you'd expect straight away. I mean, it's got that in spades. But the vocals here I thought were really interesting, almost like a grunge aspect to it, like a bit kind of like a slacker sort of sound to it as well. Really unusual for Transylvanian recordings because, you know, we've been playing some incredibly dirty and depraved stuff from them recently, and this is kind of, it's got a little bit of I don't want to say melody, but you know, a little bit of musicality to it that, you know, you wouldn't expect from such a label that sort of chucks out incredibly primitive yet psychedelic stuff all the time. What did you make of this one, Pete? Because it's a really interesting record.
It is. I was really happy you sent this to me, and I don't know how it got past me. You know, it came out in Transylvanian. It's also coming out on Roper or Guillotine, which I saw on the band's page, which is another amazing label. And then there's that kind of really simple tagline, which says experimental sludge. And, you know, that's always going to pique my interest.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is wonderful, but it's odd, isn't it? It's like you say, it has elements of like noise rock, maybe even in there, and hardcore, maybe in the mindset of the, you know, the approach, if not the sound. And it's got, it makes this abrasive, sludgy edge to it. If anything, you know, then I should put my finger on it. It's hard, and that, you know, that's testament to the band and the kind of uniqueness of it. With anybody, it reminds me of it's Pale Horse from the UK.
Shout, actually, yeah.
And you know, they kind of similarly existed within their own space. You know, they were like, I always felt they were the great British underground best kept secret.
Yeah.
You know, like they were ours. They were really special. They were really different. But they never kind of, you know, they always kind of faltered. They never kind of kept the momentum up. But, you know, they never really made it outside of that underground. But we always knew how good they were because they were so different. And like, how, you know, they were like a hardcore band playing sludge, playing experimental music. So that is what Class Traitor reminded me of. And that's a really high compliment because, you know, and it's, like I said, this is real kind of exciting music.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely spot on with that comparison because I think Pale Horse had that incredibly heavy, you know, well, the fact they had two basses, it was incredibly heavy stuff, but they left space in between that for this atmosphere to be created, didn't they? And this is exactly that. It's kind of, you know, crushing, unpleasant heaviness, but like with just a room for experimentation and a room for, you know, a unique sound. And yeah, I think that's a really good comparison there. I think Body Void are a lot more kind of straight to the point, like we're going to crush you until you can't take any more. This is more like we're the weirdos who are going to kind of attack and then kind of look at you a bit weird for a while. That feels like what it is, or someone's going to stalk you and it's going to feel really unpleasant. So yeah, absolutely brilliant little record, and it's called Carving. You can get this at transylvaniantapes.bandcamp.com. This is Class Traitor. We're going to play the song Spaceless. that's the thoroughly strange class traitor there. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Next up, we've got something equally kind of head spinning, really. A band called Sewer Trench, who we're just kind of reflecting on. I don't think we've actually played them yet, but we've been very aware of them the last few years, I guess. They've been doing like splits and kind of like EPs all over the place, really. This is a new split they've got with a band called RM. Can't really find much about them, but they're called Resonancia Morphica. So yeah, if they're kind of about, we'd love to know what the other side sounds like, basically. Looks like it's coming out on clear 7-inch vinyl. This is incredibly strange and heavy stuff, but it's kind of got like a groove to it that I think is there in absolute spades. I really enjoyed this one, Pete. I mean, I've heard them before, but this is yeah, something else, isn't it?
It is. I'm amazed we haven't played them before because I've always liked them. It was a real surprise, and it's about time, you know. So this is a, you know, brilliant opportunity because it's such a, you know, such a good track. You know, I've got them on record, so it blows my mind we haven't played them. But anyway, here we are, making up for lost time. You know, the reason I like them so much is that, you know, there's some what on the surface looks like kind of pretty simple ingredients to them, but they kind of they merge it into something, you know, individual and something, you know, like it sounds fresh. You know, it's that kind of, there's punk and crust elements within like death metal, I suppose, in there. And it seems to kind of preen influences from both sides of that equally. And it, you know, it's a sordid, messy sound. And I love it. And then, yeah, this track, I mean, it's actually more circumspect than you'd imagine to begin with. And then you maybe expect from previous releases. But, you know, it gets going, moves into this glorious rumbling sound. And, yeah, like you say, there's a bit more, melody's the wrong word, but, you know, there's something about it more than you'd expect. And I was just completely entranced by it.
Absolutely, yeah. Really kind of, it feels like it's over too fast. And, you know, that is obviously the case with, like, crusty kind of bands. I think, you know, it's kind of like they're in and they're out again. That's basically how it goes. They describe themselves as a five piece death crust band, which I've kind of never really come across before as a description, but I guess that fits really. They've been going since 2012, which is insane as well. Like 10 years on, we're here. So yeah, maybe I should like delve back into a bit more of their stuff. Feel stupid now. Anyway, we're going to play a song called "The Streetlights Were Alive That Night." I swore blind I could see my spirit leave my body. And you can get this at sewertrench1.bandcamp.com. Okay, so that was the amazing Sewer Trench from London. We're going over to Ohio for Morbid and Miserable Records, who've released this amazing band called Slog. And I was kind of like trying to work out if we'd like heard of these before, really. I mean, they seem to have put out a lot of interesting things as other bands. I think we played a band called A Causal Intrusion on I Void Hanger Records. I think you sort of did some detective work, didn't you, Peter, sort of find that. But yeah, I just thought this was an amazingly sort of devastating bit of deathy kind of infused. They've called it death doom and stuff like that, but I think it's a bit choppy for that. I don't know what you thought of their sort of description of themselves, Pete.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what to expect, and it wasn't anywhere near any thoughts I had on it. I mean, there's a couple of like precursors to it. Even I'd heard it. One is, you know, you like this label. You know, I didn't earn this label until you chose. I think this is the second week running, or the second time in 3 weeks we've played off this label now, which I've not heard of before. What a find, you know. I'm following them now because this is, you know, they're obviously doing something right. And then, you know, based on the band name, I mean, how have we not heard a band called, you know, of this name before? It's just the perfect name. And I thought, if it's a sludge band, say, then, you know, slog with its double meaning of like to punch, or, you know, to hit, and or like, you know, the other meaning of, you know, like a laborious drawn out task, you know, both of those put together, that's sludge. But it isn't exactly that. Like you say, it's kind of like, it reminded me of I Void Hanger type release. And that was before I'd seen the, you know, the kind of links to other bands who have put out on that label. You know, it's in those, you know, the boundary edges between black and death and doom. Like, you know, it's cryptic, it's got a deathly atmosphere to it. You know, it's just highest quality weirdo extreme music, and there's no point trying to label it, I don't think, you know, which, you know, where it sits exactly. It's just completely engaging and rewarding with it. You know, I don't know why I can't say why this is so kind of,
yeah,
worth your investment, but you know, I got this immediately. I was like, yeah, you know, this is, you know, absolutely startlingly good music.
Yeah, I mean, I always find if you can kind of not put your finger on something like this, it's a reason to kind of bring it to light, really, because the whole record, I've listened to several times, and it sort of winds its way around. Someone's described it as music like slow food to taste and discover, and that's perfect. That's like, you know, you really got to let it marinate to kind of understand what's going on here. So, yeah, I just thought this was great, and I kept playing it, and yeah, that's always a good sign. So, would definitely check out this label as well, morbidandmiserable.bandcamp.com. They seem to have a real talent for picking out really strange things. You can get all 12 of their releases at the moment for just $2.22. So yeah, it's probably worth just checking it out just on the price point, really. But yeah, this is a band called Slog. The album's called Graves. We're going to play a song called Ceremonial Magics. so that was the amazing slog there. We're going to sort of finish with more sludgy stuff, really. But, you know, for good reason, we've found some really good ones this week. So Eyes No Mouth from Bath have absolutely floored us, I think. And it looks like they've been going since 2017, but they haven't released anything for about 5 years. So they've released this EP that looks to be called Grief Hole, and another one this month called Nihil. So, yeah, if you kind of like the sound of this one, they've got another one out already since, like, within a month. So maybe they've sort of got a bit of a rocket under them. I thought this was absolutely brilliant, Pete, and I'm really glad you picked this because I've never heard of them before, and I don't know how we've kind of not, really, because it's brilliant. Thoroughly exciting and ugly sludge, isn't it?
It is. And I agree, you know, how we've not heard of it, you know, really good new sludge band from the UK is beyond me, but you know, we can catch up now. And you know, it's fitting, it's a fitting end to this podcast, this sludge heavy podcast, because this, you know, it kind of feels alive with it here. It's got bits of hardcore, maybe even death metal in there, but to me, you know, and I think you said it about one of the other bands before, but to me this one has the spirit of Iron Monkey, like toxifying every note. It reminds me of, you know, the UK sludge and hardcore underground of what, like 15 years ago, you know, when you find new bands cropping up, like every time you go to a new gig at like a place like the Old Angel at Nottingham, for example, you know, you'd find bands like this and just there'd be a new one all the time. And it's not to say this feels old hat or unoriginal or tired. It doesn't. There's kind of life,
hasn't it?
Yeah. There's life in the music, in the sound. And then, you know, even if it did, you know, the more the merrier for me, because this just sound, it feels like visceral, and you know, like I love it for that.
Yeah, I really want to see this band as well. So I'm hoping that they're kind of doing a bit of touring out of the Southwest. I'm hoping they get up here soon. Really, really excited. And they said they've got an EP due in March as well. So we're going to be spoiled, basically. Yeah, so I think we're just going to play this. We're closing with this week. This is a song called Release by Eyes No Mouth, and you can get this at eyesnomouth.bandcamp.com. We'll see you next week.